murderous parents with terrified faces. And here we're going to see how Padre Pio takes on the abortion debate. And he does not mince his words. Hello friends, on our channel Following Padre Pio, we take a look at our great saint, at the life of our great saint. We bring you a series of short stories on different aspects of his life, and we ask you to stay tuned to our channel. We hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. And we do ask you to support us in our Padre Pio apostolate, and you can do this by liking our video, sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. Subscribe to the channel if you have not already subscribed. The source of today's talk is Saint Pio of Pietrelcina by Marcelino Isanzenario. And he's having a discussion here with another father, Padre Pellegrino. And they're talking about abortion, and Padre Pellegrino gives him the question, "Father, this morning you refused absolution to a woman because she had willingly had an abortion. Why were you so strict to this poor lady?" So what he's saying is, the sin's already done. How does it help to be strict? To which Padre Pio answered, "The day when," he said, "how can I say this? The day when people are frightened solely for their economic recovery or their bodily health or their financial sacrifices they may have to make and cease to be horrified by abortion itself," he said, "that day will be a horrific day for humanity." And he said, "this is precisely because on that day we should be feeling disgust at abortion." And then Padre Pio took his confrere, that is Padre Pellegrino, by the cowl, that is the hood that the monks have. He took him by the cowl with the right hand, and he pressed his left hand to his chest as if he was taking hold of his heart. And he continued, he said, in a haunting tone. This is what he said. "Abortion is not just murder, but it is also self-murder. In other words, suicide. And when we see someone about to commit two crimes in one go, is that not when we should have the most courage to show our beliefs right then? Do we want them to go back or not? Yes or no?" To which Padre Pellegrino said, "Why is it suicide?" Padre Pio, he said, at that point was seized by one of his unusual outbursts of divine wrath. Of course, this was always very much balanced with his inexhaustible kindness. But he had divine wrath came through at this point. And he said, "to understand why this is the suicide of humanity, we need to look with the eyes of the mind at the beauties and at the joys of this earth." And he says, "to see an earth populated only by old people and depopulated of children, wouldn't that be like looking at a withered desert?" And then we understand the double severity of abortion, because abortion also mutilates the lives of the parents forever going forward. He said, "these parents need to feel the burden of the ashes of their destroyed fetuses and to be nailed to their responsibility and to be denied the opportunity to invoke the idea of ignorance." And he continued, Padre Pio added, "the remains of a deliberate or an intended abortion should not be buried with false considerations or with false and fake piety." He said, "this would be a terrible hypocrisy." And we can see here Padre Pio not mincing his words. He's determined this is how it is. He adds as well, "if I left them to continue, then in good faith, I feel I would be somehow involved in their crime. You see," Padre Pio says, "I am no saint, and yet at that point I never feel closer to God than when I say words that are perhaps a little harsh to these people who commit this crime," he calls it. "But it is just and it is necessary. I am sure, Padre Pio adds, that I have received God's approval for my strictness precisely because I always receive such wonderful moments of peace from him after these painful struggles against evil. So Padre Pio doesn't find it easy, but God rewards him for standing up for what God wants. In response, Padre Pellegrino now objected, "If one cannot get rid of the oppressive mania from the heads of those who choose abortion, then is it not pointless to mistreat them with the strictness of the church?" At which Padre Pio responded, "My determination to advocate for the birth of children is an act of faith and hope, of an encounter with God here even on earth. Unfortunately, the struggle exceeds our strength. Even if it appears that defeat is certain, at least on paper," Padre Pio says, "our struggle seeks for the guaranteed and the true victory of the new heaven and of the new earth." And so we see that Padre Pio is really adamant on this point of abortion. We see how radical Padre Pio is, not mincing his words, as we said earlier. He calls good, good, evil, evil, yes, yes, no, no. And so this brings us to the point we have to ask now today, our church today. I'm going to quote some things below. You can see in the video description where the quotes come from if you wish. We have the situation where presidents in good standing, as Catholics, they get to fight for abortion as if God has no rights. Or another example, Emma Bonino, who personally contributed to 10,000 abortions. She performed them herself and coined the phrase, "No longer wives, mothers, and daughters. Let us destroy the family." So that was her slogan. And between her abortion activism and being an abortionist herself, Bonino is directly or indirectly responsible for the deaths of roughly 6 million Italian babies after 1968. And yet now, the same Bonino gets praised by a pope, one as one of Italy's greats, and she can give talks in Catholic churches while pro-life activists are excluded. They're not allowed to attend the talks. Well, how do we reconcile all of this, these examples, with the words of Padre Pio? So that's pretty much the question. And we do ask you to enroll your Mass prayer intentions. This Mass, we have said every Friday, we bring your intentions to Padre Pio at the Mass. We bring Padre Pio's intentions for all of us as well to the Mass. Just watch the video on the end screen or go to the video description below to see how to enroll your Mass prayer intentions. And once again, make sure that you have subscribed to our channel and click that reminder bell thereafter.
In nome del Padre, del Figliolo, dello Spirito Santo, e così sia. Si lodato Gesù e Maria. Oh, Gesù. E...